Well, hi everybody, and welcome to 60 Minutes of Hand Clapping, Toe Tapping Gospel Music on this special edition of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Special because, Mark, this is National Sing Me a Song Day, so go.
All right, sing me a song. How was that?
That was it?
That's enough.
Well, let's go to the man who really knows how to sing, our host, Bill Gaither.
Bill Gaither.
Okay, and here I am bringing you people who really know how to sing. And today, on today's program, Larnell Harris.
Whoa, he can sing.
Gaither Vocal Band.
Yep.
Janet Paschal.
Help me, somebody. Help
Jesse
me.
Jesse Dixon.
Sheila Walsh.
Yes, is going to be here. Signature Sound.
Linda Randall.
Booth Brothers.
And many, many others. Wouldn't you like to meet many others sometime?
I want to hear them.
Many
I
has
hear
been more,
great.
More of our...
I dated many once.
Many others?
And many others. She's been around for a little. Here they are, the Homecoming Bunch with Singing in My Soul and little Sherry Easter leading the way. You're going to like it. On Sing Me a Song Day, we start out with their Singing in My Soul.
Singing. How's that different from singing?
It's A instead of an I.
Oh,
I think it's the way you just hold your mouth. You got a real wide
open. See, you Yankees don't know how to say it.
You're right.
Singing in My Soul.
Larnell Harris, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
By Babby Mason, you know.
I know it.
Simply agree.
Oh, yes, I will.
One, two, or three, I got it in here.
Mark, you went to sleep.
Are you in favor,
you want to be counting in?
I'm here. I'm here. Okay. That was good. Larnell sang it just like I taught him.
Mark, you were in this vocal band when Buddy Mullen and Jonathan Pierce.
Yeah.
And Mark, and you and I, we're
on our way to heaven.
You know what? And I found this from a black gospel tape, and we tried to do the best we could do for a bunch of white guys.
We did pretty good, Bill.
Not bad. Not bad. And
I'm so on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad that the devil can't do me no harm. Well, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad the devil can't do me no harm.
Greater is he that is in me. The devil can't do me no harm, Bill. I love that southern way of saying that. The devil can't do me. Can't do me no harm.
Yeah.
That's a Gaither Vocal Band right here on homecomingradio.com. And now, the girl that should have married me, Bill, Janet Paschal. She missed it. She missed a great prize.
But you know what? She's been through so much in this last year. She used to sing this song before cancer.
Yeah.
But now singing it after cancer... And cancer treatment got new meaning.
Hey, if it's raining in your world today, just know this. It won't rain always.
Is bound to fall. Each one shares his share of tears and trouble. Us all, but the hurt won't hurt forever, and the tears are bound to dry, and it won't rain. The clouds will soon
forget that. It won't rain always. That's Janet Paschal. And there's a lot of songs yet to be sung on this edition of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
So don't miss a note. Hey, stay right where you are.
William, it's that time of year once again when the Homecoming Tour gets geared up to visit cities all across the U.S. and Canada.
And Phil, this year's tour promises to be the best one ever and will be coming to some great venues live and in person. To get all of the details, just go to homecomingradio.com for the date and city nearest you.
Now, Bill, tell me the truth. Are most of the fans' favorite artists really present for these Homecoming concerts?
You know, Mark, most of the people's favorite artists are on the program, and we usually bring along a few other surprises just specially for you, and you will be on all the Christmas dates.
I sure will.
So there's no better time than right now for the folks to check out the dates for this year's tour and when it's coming to their town.
Go to homecomingradio.com, click on tour schedule, and voila, everything you've ever wanted to know about the live homecoming concerts with only a click.
A Gaither Homecoming, the experience of a lifetime.
That'll change your life and do your heart good.
One of the special memories of taping a homecoming special was at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. one night with all of the homecoming folks there. It was one of those beautiful memories that we won't forget, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I can remember the entire group singing this particular song features Ernie and Babbie Mason. Every time I feel the spirit.
Every time I feel the spirit.
Here's a spiritual that we got from the, I think the Ward Singers was the first time I ever heard this song, Until I Found the Lord. And we wrote an extra verse to it, and Jesse Dixon brings it up to date. It's called, I Prayed and I Prayed Until I Finally Found the Lord. You're going to love this.
I prayed. I cried and I cried. Oh.
soul.
Just couldn't be content.
My soul.
Just couldn't be content.
Oh, my soul.
Just couldn't be content.
Until I found the Lord. My soul. My soul. Until I found the Lord.
I prayed and I prayed.
Oh, I prayed.
I prayed all night long.
All night long.
I prayed and I prayed.
Until I.
Until I found the Lord. I cried and I cried.
I cried.
Until I found the Lord.
My soul.
Just couldn't be content.
My soul.
Just couldn't be content.
My soul. Until I found the Lord. My soul.
Just couldn't be content.
Oh, my soul.
Just couldn't be content.
My soul. Until I. My bed was like a cold, hard ground. My pillow like a stone. I wrestled with the angel, and I would not let him go. I said, you've got to bless me now, or kill me with your sword. I will not go another mile until I've seen the Lord. Oh,
there's Jesse Dixon, Until I Found the Lord. Hey, Bill, they just told me that Sheila Walsh is on the phone. You want to talk to her?
She has been a dear friend to Gloria and me for many, many years.
Sheila.
Hey, Bill.
Bill Gaither, smile. You're on Homecoming Radio, and I got a surprise for you.
It's Mark Lowry, Sheila.
That's not a surprise, Bill.
That's a disappointment.
No, it is not.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on in your life?
Well, just busy. You know, busy writing, busy traveling. Christian's 10 now and in a soccer team. And, you know, we're just la-di-da.
That is amazing.
And he's tall, too.
You got a son that's 10?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Where have I been?
I mean, a tall boy is about to graduate from elementary and go into middle school.
Hey, Sheila, are you still doing the Women of Faith?
Yeah.
And I hear nothing but great things about that.
Yeah, it's amazing, really, Bill. I mean, we should be over our shelf life by now. This is our 11th year, but the numbers are still growing, so I don't...
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Well, you know what? I really do think it talks about a real need out there, I think. And you know, women have done this better than men. I mean, you know, a man can be going down in the water for the third time, and you can say, you need help? No, everything's great, everything's fine. But women, what is the reason? Women do seem to cry out more quickly when they're in problems. Yeah, so.
I think women are raised more relationally. I think that that's just something that's kind of in our genes, that we tend to reach out to one another. But I think it just takes, it's almost like the emperor's new clothes. It just takes one person mm-hmm. initially to stand up and say, you know, this isn't working for me.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly it gives freedom for other people to. But I mean, I experience it wherever I go. Last weekend I was in New Mexico at a church there, and I spoke at four services. And although I primarily speak to women, at the end there were as many men in line saying, you know what, this is true of me. You know, I've been struggling with depression, or I can't make my life work, but I can't tell anyone. I don't reach out and tell anyone.
Yeah.
Hey, Sheila, we're going to go into your version of the song, A Bridge Over Troubled Water. Hey, Sheila, it's a joy to talk to you.
You too, Bill.
Yeah, you have a good day.
Thank you.
When you're weary, feeling small, times can run.
Any of you who know my history know that I grew up listening to four-part male harmony on the radio. Mark, there was nothing...
Why didn't you let any women sing?
No, it was four-part... I just loved it. Here's a group that's carrying on that tradition. Signature sound. Listen. Old-time Christian way.
Look around you, dear neighbor, in these times which we live, at the things you can see here today. It won't be long till Gabriel, his trumpet shall sound, and the Lord comes to take his bride away. Back to the Bible, old time the Bible, people kneel at an old time altar to pray. Can't be salvation, saints headed for heaven, I'm gonna go back to the old time Christian way.
Brother, sister, is not what it should be. Jesus saves, he'll forgive you today. You can have peace from heaven down deep in your soul. Just go back to the old-time Christian way.
Go back to the Bible, old-time revival. People kneel at an old-time altar to pray. To the old-time Christian way.
And you know, they talk about old-time religion, but one of the things old-time religion had was they cared about their neighbor, and they cared about taking care of their own.
That's right.
And I love that. You know, there are a lot of different versions of Search Me, Lord, written by Thomas Dorsey, but here's Linda Randall's version. Listen.
Yes, while I'm down here living, Lord, search my heart. While I'm down here living, Lord, search my heart. While I'm down here living, Lord, search my heart. You know, Lord, whether I'm right. You know, Lord, whether I'm wrong. You know, Lord, whether I'm right or wrong. Yes, while I'm down here praying, Lord, search my heart. While I'm down here praying, Lord, search my heart. While I'm down here praying, Lord, search my heart. You know, Lord, whether I'm right. You know, Lord, whether I'm wrong. You know, Lord, whether I'm right or wrong. While I'm saying I'm holy, Lord, search my heart. While I'm saying I'm holy, Lord, search my heart. While I'm saying I'm holy, Lord, search my heart. You know, Lord, whether I'm right. You know, Lord, whether I'm wrong. You know, Lord, whether I'm right or wrong. Yes, while I'm singing your praises, Lord, search my heart. While I'm singing your praises, Lord, search my heart. While I'm singing your praises, Lord, search my heart. You know, Lord, whether I'm right. You know, Lord, whether I'm wrong. You know, Lord, whether I'm right or wrong. Yes, while I'm telling the sinner man to pray, Lord, search my heart. Telling the sinner man to pray.
no law, whether I'm right or wrong. Yeah, while I'm down here living, Lord, search my heart. Oh, while I'm down here living, Lord, search my heart. While I'm down here living, Lord, search my heart. You know, Lord, whether I'm right, you know, Lord, whether I'm wrong, you know, Lord, whether I'm right or wrong. Yeah, yeah.
Linda Randall, don't you love that?
That's a voice.
Search me, Lord.
That's a voice. That's a voice. Hey, Mark sent me a project recently that he had just done with Paul Johnson doing the orchestration. It was beautiful, Mark.
Thank you. Gloria
and I put it in our car and we played it and played it. It's an entire project of great old hymns. And here's one of my favorite singers singing What a Friend. Listen.
Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Just take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. So take it to the Lord in prayer. Just take it to the Lord in
Here's Karen Pack and New River with some very, very good advice, whether it's good or whether it's a bad day. And listen, if you live long enough, you're going to have some good days and you're going to have some bad days.
Sometimes you got to tell your soul, rejoice.
You got to rejoice in it because God is working together for our good in it all. Listen.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Daytime, nighttime. Anytime's the right time to make a joyful noise. Through the good and bad, the glad and sad, it's time to lift your voice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
The midnight hour may be at hand, and you can't see the light. But all things work together when you walk by faith and not by
Lord always, and again I say
Now's the right time to make a joyful noise. Through the good and bad, the glad and sad, it's time to lift your voice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
The enemy will try to bring you down, his evil works employ, but he can't pull you under when you lift your head and count it joy.
That's a good group, and she is very, very good, and she has always had a good group, so it's always going to sound good.
And she's a sweetheart. Have you ever met her?
Yeah, she's a very, very sweet girl.
Funny girl. Funny.
Very, speaking very of good groups, here's a new one that's mighty good.
Three Bridges.
Three Bridges. These boys can sing. Let faith answer that door.
You feel it coming. Doubt is creeping up on you. But don't go running. Trust what you know to be true. God is able and his promises are sure. His word is stable and eternally secure.
When doubt comes a knocking,
when doubt comes a knocking,
let faith answer the door. When fear starts talking, just speak the word of the Lord. By his power and authority, tell the voice of unbelief to not come back anymore. When doubt comes a knocking, let faith answer the door.
Take action, claim the truth and just believe. Then all distractions have to pack it up and flee. Make your mind up that you won't be led astray.
Decide to bind up every doubt in Jesus' name. When
a knocking,
let faith answer the door. When fear starts talking, just speak the word of the Lord. By his power and authority, tell the voice of unbelief to not come back anymore. When doubt comes a knocking, let faith answer the door. When doubt comes a knocking,
when doubt comes a knocking,
let faith answer the door. When fear starts talking, just speak the word of the Lord. By his power and authority, tell the voice of unbelief to not come back anymore. When doubt comes a knocking, let faith answer the door.
Yes, Three Bridges with some great advice. Let faith answer the door. And there's more musical advice straight ahead on this edition of
Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
That sounds so good.
Mark, did you know that there's a brand new bi-monthly magazine that can bring the joy of homecoming into everyone's home?
I didn't know that.
It's a fresh publication called Homecoming Magazine.
I should have guessed.
And it's loaded with stories, ideas, and insights, along with some touches of wit and wisdom that will make every house a better home.
Tell me more.
There are articles that will inspire, Mark, insights that will encourage, and anecdotes that will make you laugh, along with some real-life stories that will touch your heart.
I like what I'm hearing.
But best of all, Mark, Homecoming Magazine is full of timely suggestions on some new books, good food, special recipes that will give each home that little edge that it needs to make life just a little bit more livable.
So let me get this straight. Homecoming Magazine has all of this, plus the joy and spirit of homecoming, thrown in as a bonus. Such a deal.
So go to homecomingradio.com and click on Homecoming Magazine. Do it for the life of your home.
You know, when it comes to great trio singing, you can't get any better than these kids, the Booth Brothers. And to have a great song, you have to have a special theme. And what a theme. The song says, "You are my song."
Deborah Talley of the Talley Trio, and you're listening to great gospel music on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
And guys, here's some notes from our Canadian friends serving out there in cyberspace. We just listened to your broadcast and want you to know we enjoyed it very much. Thanks for the beautiful music. That's from the Youngs all the way up in Whitehorse, Yukon, Canada.
Brother.
Well, let's stay in Canada for this note. I was so blessed when I first heard your music back in 1974, and it still blesses me today. Adrian from Medicine Hat, Alberta.
I'm old. And you're all too kind. Hey, just stop at homecomingradio.com and leave us a note. We'd love to hear from you. Here's the whole gang. You can't stop them from singing.
Oh, I'm
singing in my soul with the Easters and all the homecoming gang. The Hoppers have a new song, and they recorded it recently on the project where we brought back all of the artists since our major heroes passed away. It's the first time. And it was a very, very special moment. And it really goes through the whole life of Christ, all the various names of God, Yahweh, the baby in a manger, teacher in the temple, the triumphal entry, Jehovah praying in the garden, the cross, the death, his burial, his resurrection from the grave. He arose. He lives. Hallelujah.
He's alive.
He's It's a wonderful story,
yes.
And it's told in a very, very exciting way.
And it's worth singing about.
It's worth singing about. Boy, they can do it.
That'll make you want to shout. That'll make a Baptist shout.
They can do it. And, you know, Kim Hopper, I still say it is one of the best. And that's a great song for him. We got to go.
I don't want to go.
It's been great, but we got to run. Don't forget. We want to hear from you. Take a break at homecomingradio.com. It's a great place to stop. You can leave us a note, check out the live concerts. We'd love to see you in person, but if we can't do that, at least on the videos. Homecomingradio.com is all you need. Jake's quote still haunts me at times when I get worried. He says, Bill, don't worry about it. Things will get better or get worse or stay about the same. In the meantime, we can't do much about it except simply trust him. Not bad. I'm Bill Gaither. Thanking you for your time, this time, until the next time. In the meantime,
we're out of time.
Keep singing, everybody. We'll see you.
Bye-bye, y'all.
God bless.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang saying, later, everybody.